Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you. Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stressless Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think. A Prayer of Blessing for St. Patrick's Day, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. In 433 AD, history tells us that St. Patrick was praying for God's divine protection in his work and ministry in Ireland while facing powerful enemies. He wrote this prayer called St. Patrick's Breastplate, which is still widely known and recited today. God soon opened the door for him to share Christ with Irish King Lear and his subjects, and allowed him to be part of bringing them out of paganism's dark hold to the saving power of Jesus Christ. St. Patrick was a man who knew much about darkness, hardship, and enemy territory. He had spent years in slavery after being kidnapped by pirates at age 16. And it was in those years that he later tells how he learned about the mighty power of God's presence and prayer. The life of St. Patrick is such an example to us still today that even in the darkest times, God's sovereignty shines over his people. He can't help but come to our aid. He can't help but to bless us and let his favor surround our lives. Because he's a good and loving God, and nothing escapes his notice. He watches over all, and we can trust that our lives and circumstances are held securely in his hands. Let's pray the prayer of St. Patrick now. As I arise today, may the strength of God pilot me. May the power of God uphold me. May the wisdom of God guide me. May the eye of God look before me, the ear of God hear me, the word of God speak for me. May the hand of God protect me, the way of God lie before me, the shield of God defend me, the host of God save me. May Christ shield me today. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, Christ when I stand, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Amen. Dear God, we thank you that your presence is powerful and real even today. We thank you that your word reminds us over and over again that you are always with us, that you go before us, and that you cover us from behind. Thank you for the gift of your spirit that you live within us, bringing life and peace. Thank you for your protection over us, that you surround our lives as a shield. Thank you for your grace and favor, for your blessings and love that you so graciously shine over your people. We look to you today, our Lord and Savior, our Rock and Redeemer. Our trust and security are in you alone. Though times may feel uncertain around us, though struggles may mount up and we feel like we're facing enemy ground, though darkness tries hard to steal our joy away, we choose to rest in you. Thank you, Lord, that you are our firm foundation. We walk in your strength and victory as you pave out our paths and lead our way. We praise you that you bless us and keep us, that you make your face shine over us. We love you, Lord. We hold on to your truth and rely on your presence in us and around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.